From now on, you'll have to refer to me as Sid, Lord of the Flame.
Hey, Lord of the Flame. Your tail's on fire.
Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 75. If you want to learn about life, then spend time with those people who have the most life experience, the elderly. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 75. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. I really appreciate it. And yes, this is Guy in a Tie. I am a friendly science teacher playing indie music while helping my students out with school and life. You know, talking about schools in session, setting some goals. And today, I'm talking about life. Yeah, I'm talking about visiting the elderly. If you want to learn about life, spend at least some time with those people who have the most life experiences, the elderly. Hey, doing this might provide some insight into life. Yeah, I got the clicker challenge, I have weird facts, and I have five tracks today. I have five top to bottom solid independent indie bands. You're gonna love them, they're awesome. So the first track I'm gonna play of today's Guy in a Tie podcast is by Todd Carey, and it's called Ain't Got Love. And seriously, if you ain't got love, you ain't got anything. This is Todd Carey off his CD Waiting, Watching, and he's from Philadelphia, and he's played, you know, coast to coast. He's kind of bluesy, but he's kind of poppy, and he's talented. He's a musician that has a lot of energy, and I just like his clear sound. It's just very clear guitar sound. So this is Todd Carey with a track called Ain't Got Love. It's moving, it's touching, and it's most certainly human.
My guitar to play when I'm down, yeah. And a microphone loud enough to rock this town. But it all comes down to nothing in the end when you ain't got love. But you ain't got love. But it all amounts to nothing in the end when you ain't got love. But you ain't. And I know, you know my type, but it still don't really change the fact I'm right. That it all comes down to nothing in the end when you ain't got love, if you ain't got love. But it all amounts to nothing in the end when you ain't got love, if you ain't. My mind is clear and it's slow. And
So that was Todd Carey off his CD, Waiting, Watching. And if you go to gynetai.com and check out the show links, there are a ton of links for Todd Carey. You can get that CD. Actually, you can download that CD for free if you want it. I provide it there at the Gynetai, the Mothership website. But if you just go there, there's links to where you can buy that. Rhapsody, Amazon, iTunes. Thank you very much, Todd, for letting me play that. You know, support this guy. Seriously, buy that CD. So he can pay his bills. Alright, well, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where I play, five or six snippets of TV shows and movies, and your job is to figure out what movie they're from. So no betting or gambling, just have fun. At the end of the podcast, I'll give you the answer. So here it is, the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
Don't make me reach back there.
Yeah, well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I'll finish it.
Number two.
You can't compete with me. I always win.
Number three.
I'm a little concerned right now about your salvation and stuff.
Number four.
Phil, wake up, you filthy monkey.
Number five.
You know what? I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
Number six.
You don't have permission to be aboard there, mate.
I'm sorry, it's such a pretty bug trip.
Alright, hopefully that wasn't too tough trying to figure out what all those were of today's Clicker Challenge. Well, this next band, I just love this next band. Alright, next up is Veya. They are on the Warped Tour. They're huge. They're off their CD, I Am the Caveman. I like that. They're one of the mainstays of the Warped Tour. You guys know the Warped Tour it's by Ernie Ball, and it's a stage. And the cool thing about this stage is you can pack it up, it's mobile, and it just goes from town to town, you know, Chicago, Detroit, everywhere. And the Warped Tour is full of, like, Sugar Cult, The Story of the Year, Newfound Glory, Less Than Jake, just a lot of great bands. And they're on the Warped Tour. And the way the Warped Tour works, you know, you have bands that are on the tour, the travel, and then you have people that go to the regional area, and they play on it, and then the next town you don't see them. So that's pretty cool for bands to get exposure. For this is Veya off their CD, I Am the Caveman, and the track I picked was Nebula. So here you go. Hope you guys dig it.
Thinking, you're thinking, and I'm dreaming.
So when the Warped Tour comes to town in your neck of the woods, I highly recommend you guys get a ticket and go check out that band. That was Vaya, V-A-Y-A. And you can buy that at Sonic Bids, Amazon.com, and heck, they're in iTunes. Actually, all these bands today that I'm playing are in iTunes. Well, it's now time for Schools in Session. I'm going to do the guy in a tie thing, talking about visiting the elderly. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie Schools in Session. I read about Steve, a 14-year-old who spent an hour a week visiting elderly people in a nursing home. In the article, he said that he did so not so much for the residents of the home, but for himself. He said he learned so much that his visits had become a treasured part of his week. I was so impressed with what he had to say that I began asking around to see if others were doing the same. And I discovered that many of my students love to spend time with elderly people for a variety of reasons. Because they love the people they're with, or hey, just because of the relationship that they have with them. Elderly people often have a younger, happier, and wiser spirit than people much younger in actual years. Many times they are much more patient, accepting, humorous, and non-judgmental, and far better listeners. Very often they have amazing stories to share and invaluable information based on actual life experience. Sometimes even very old people who can no longer speak very well or who are confined to a bed or wheelchair have a loving, gentle, and special presence that is nourishing to be around. My grandma, who died a few years ago, lived in a nursing home in the last year of her life. I loved visiting her because I had the opportunity simply to sit in her presence. We didn't need to say anything. We needed to just hold hands. I also enjoyed visiting with several of the other residents in her home. They had accumulated such wisdom and were so willing to share. I found myself asking for advice and learning a great deal. After all, these were people with up to 3 times my life experience. If you wanted to learn to drive a car, you'd visit a driving instructor. If you wanted to learn to play basketball, you'd spend time with a coach or other players. The same is true with virtually anything you'd like to learn about. You probably would choose to spend time and energy with someone with experience. My suggestion is this: if you want to learn about life, spend at least some time with those people who have the most life experience, the elderly. Doing this might involve visiting your grandparents or other people's grandparents on a regular basis. Or you might have elderly neighbors who would love your company. Or you might choose to visit people in a nursing home, retirement center, or some type of community center. If you ask around, you'll find the perfect people to visit. And when you do, ask plenty of questions and really listen to what the people have to say. It's a great way to enrich your life, brighten the lives of those you visit, and learn some incredible things. If you take this step, it just might become a very important part of your life. This is Guy in a Tie, doing the Guy in a Tie thing.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the Guy in the Tie thing. So next up, I'm going to play Sherwood, and the track I'm going to play is the only song off their CD, A Different Light. And this is seriously one of the best albums that I've heard in a long time. The guitar riffs are catchy, the instrumentation is technical, and the voices are strong, and the lyrics are deep. Hope you guys dig it. This is Sherwood.
Finding out I'm alone, my friends left me. write the story again, where I'm your lover and best friend. So I'll sing along to the only song I've ever known, and I'll send it out to the lonely.
So that was Sherwood off their CD, A Different Light, the only song. And you guys can get that at Amazon or buy it and download it in iTunes. But, you know, I like it a lot. You know, it's not that hip-hoppy stuff. It's not like druggy, fueled rock and roll. It's pretty cool, poppy music. Not quite emo, but, you know, I really like it. And I'm expecting big things from Sherwood in 2007. I hope you guys do too. Well, it's now time for some weird facts. And these are actually some true false facts. Boom, and your job boom, is to figure out if they're true or false. Boom, so enjoy.
Hey, welcome to Gynetai Weird Facts. And they're weird, but they're true. So this week there was a hammerhead shark in San Diego that gave birth to a shark. But the thing is, the shark lives with all other female sharks. So this baby shark was born without having sex. And it kind of explains another shark that was born in Cincinnati that disappeared in the tank all of a sudden. And that's kind of common in the animal kingdom. All right, so here's some weird facts. A shark can live for 6 weeks without eating. Is that true or false? That's true. A 100-pound person would weigh 38 pounds on Mars. True or false? That's true. A 75% of all animals are insects. That's true. Yeah, bugs everywhere. Tornadoes usually spin in opposite directions above and below the equator. That's true. Which way do they spin here in America? All right. A sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the first passengers on hot air balloons. Is that true or false? Cock-a-doodle-doo, quack, quack. That's true. All right, this is pretty cool. A hotel in Las Vegas has a 2-story tall chocolate fountain. Yeah, that is definitely true, and I want to visit it. And thinking about the chocolate, gotta have the whipping cream. Enough whipped topping is manufactured every year to crisscross the United States more than 5 times. Is that true? Yep, that's true as well. And lastly, crocodiles can't chew. Is that true or false? You guys got a theme here. Every single one of these was true. So those are weird facts. Sharks, crocodiles, insects, chocolate, whipped cream. Brought to you by Gynetai.
Hey, so hopefully you guys enjoyed those weird true-false facts, and definitely all true. So next up is Sentinel. You can get this at CD Baby, if I forget to say at the end. And Sentinel, they're out of Oakland, California, and they have Sandra. Sandra's vocals and Dennis's guitar, and I just love this. I mean, this is so different than a lot of the music that I play on Gynetai. And it's called The Royal Way, and it's probably one of their highlights off this album, and I just love it, and I'm just so happy to bring it to you guys. So this is a Sentinel. It's just so cool. Hope you guys like it.
I couldn't stay. Maybe that your hand and far fade away. Mysterion come through the dreams. It's plain to see.
That was a band called The Sentinel with their track called Royal Way, and you can get that at CD Baby, and it's off their album The Muse. And you guys kind of know what I was talking about, Sandra's voice and Dennis's guitar, and that's really all you need to know about it, because that's what you hear, her voice and the guitar. Well, it's now time for the clicker challenge, so I'm going to play it one time and then I'll give you the answers. So good luck. How'd you do with it? Let's see. Number one.
Don't make me reach back there.
Yeah, well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I'll finish it.
Number two.
You can't compete with me. I always win.
Number three.
I'm a little concerned right now about your salvation and stuff.
Number four.
Phil, wake up, you filthy monkey.
Number five.
You know what? I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
Number six.
You don't have permission to be aboard there, mate.
I'm sorry, it's such a pretty bug trip.
Okay, now here are the answers for the clicker challenge. Number one, Ice Age.
Don't make me reach back there.
Yeah, well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I'll finish it.
Number two, Battlestar Galactica.
You can't compete with me. I always win.
Number three, Nacho Libre.
I'm a little concerned right now about your salvation and stuff.
Number four, Madagascar.
Phil, wake up, you filthy monkey.
Number five, 40-year-old virgin.
You know what? I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
Number six, Pirates of the Caribbean.
You don't have permission to be aboard there, mate.
I'm sorry, it's such a pretty bug trip.
All right, so how you guys like today's Gynetai podcast? I hope you enjoyed the music. This next and last track is called The Jamestown Story, and it's off their CD, And Then I Turned 7. And the track is called Distant and Faded, Distant and Faded. And this band is pretty full. They're not full of it, but it's a full sound. It's a driving sound, it's a mature sound, and I think you're going to see some great things from this band in the future. It's called The Jamestown Story, Distant and Faded.
selfishness and greed, but there's no hope to be found. And no, I've looked all around, and the leafless life that I've led only leads to tears in bed. And I won't hang around. No, I won't hang around. Down, 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 down. Now I've come to conclusions that I'm empty, and I thought I still had everything in me. And all these distant faded memories of everything I used to be are bringing me down. Yeah, they're bringing me down. And the fear caused death, I think, is from my
So this is the end of the Gynetai podcast. Thanks so much for checking it out today. So if you want to learn about life, spend at least some time with those people who have the most life experiences, the elderly. Doing this might involve visiting your grandparents or other people's grandparents on a regular basis. Or you might have elderly neighbors who would love your company. Or you might choose to visit people in a nursing home, a retirement center, or some type of community center. If you ask around, you'll find the perfect people to visit. And when you do, ask plenty of questions and really, really listen to what the people have to say. It's a great way to enrich your life, brighten the lives of those you visit, and learn some incredible things. If you take the step, it just might become a very important part of your life. This is Guy in a Tie. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Do your homework. See ya.